Hello everybody, this is Reluctant Attention, and today I'm going to be doing another questionnaire. Today marks, I'm going into the fifth day of my imposing no-touching rule, so I figured I'd distract myself with a little video game and ramble, so if you hear a few mouse clicks, I'm sorry. I'll try to edit those out the best I can, but you can only do so much, you know? Today I am playing Stardew Valley, so if you have any hear any rambles about that, that's what I'm doing. Doing decently so far, not as well as I'd hoped, but you know, don't want to grind the game because it bores me. Today I'm going to do the long and syrupy questionnaire by Syrup and Waffles. It's an older one, but it's a good one to talk about yourself and let people get to know you. In reality, I should be writing scripts, if anything, but, you know, I can't bring myself to do stuff a lot of the time. So anyway, here we go. What is/are your favorite breakfast foods, and why is it waffles? Well, I do love waffles. I enjoy the nooks and crannies. I don't eat them very often because I don't feel like pulling out the waffle iron, but... Sorry, my mouth is kind of weird because I've been drinking hot chocolate. But my favorite is actually my comfort food, biscuits and gravy. And it's a very, very southern thing. For those who don't know, I'm actually Texan. I live in Texas currently, and I've always lived in Texas. But biscuits and gravy is essentially biscuits, which for the British are savory scones. That's the closest you can say that, I guess. Covered in gravy. We usually make it using sausage fat, but you can use any fat without meat. So it's pretty delicious. And it's the one we use as a recipe passed down from my great-grandmother to my grandmother to my mother. I still haven't learned it because I can't memorize how to bake well without measuring my stuff, and it's all freehand, basically, because those old recipes. What is my favorite non-sexual activity to do in my free time? I don't really have a favorite because I jump around a lot. I crochet. I'm thinking about starting a blanket to start to throughout the winter, but the problem is that it's still 90-ish degrees. In Texas right now, for those that use Celsius, that's about 40, not 40s, oh dear lord, 30s, the 30s area. So it's still very hot despite it being October. It's horrible. I also, as you can hear me do, play video games, read a lot about cults and suicide mysteries and stuff like that. I started reading up on different torture devices today, and not the fun torture that we like to talk about, like the real bad torture, because I am a horrible person, is what I've come to figure. Let's see. Am I more introverted or extroverted? It's difficult because I'm very shy in real life. I don't spend a lot of time with people. So it's very difficult for me to enjoy my time with people because I actually, well, it's a lot better now, but I actually have agoraphobia, which is the fear of being in crowds or being in big rooms. So it's very difficult for me to get to know people, but it's a bit, I'm doing a lot better now. But I think I would be more introverted, but the problem is I take it a bit too far. So that tends to be a problem with myself, but I'm working on that. Don't fear. I'm not a shut-in anymore. Do I wish I knew more people? Yes. I don't have very many friends, and sometimes I feel like the ones I do, not like my real close ones, but the ones I'm currently trying to make, tend to try to use me because I do really well in school and I'll help out people. So I'm trying to work on not just letting people have the answers and instead making them figure it out by themselves with my help and prompting, which leads me to the fact that I'm actually trying to become a chemistry tutor right now. I won't be able to do it until spring, but it's a big old process in which I have to get basically ace my chemistry class and then pass through interviews and all that good junk. So working on that, I have high hopes. How much can a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Obviously, that's just a fun tongue twister. I remember once as a kid, there's a stupid series called Hank the Cowdog, and they actually answered it, but obviously it was just random stupid crap. I don't know. Woodchucks are related to groundhogs, and did you know they could get ringworm from raccoons? But the problem is, since they don't grow in the groundhog, it actually they start eating away at the neurological connections, making the groundhog want to walk in circles. I learned that today, and it was very sad for that poor woodchuck. I feel very bad for him. It was pretty sad. Let me see. If everyone else in the world but you were stranded on desert island, which three people would you rescue? My sisters, because they're my sisters and I love them to death even though they're annoying. And not my boyfriend, he'd get depressed. Third person, I don't know. The person who can build the way to save everyone else. There we go. Just save everyone. I don't matter. Everyone else does. What is my favorite place I've ever been to? Well, I recently went back to Mexico. It was weird. I'm Mexican, but I've never been out of America until then. But my favorite place was actually a few years ago. In Texas, our state flower is the bluebonnet. And so every summer there's fields and fields and fields of bluebonnets. And you just go out there and chill out and just look at them. And we took my dog, who I don't know if he's currently with me. I think he's either outside the door or sleeping on something. But we just hung out and I had my dog's best picture I'll ever have of him there. So it was a good time. It'll be a good memory once he passes. Which, I mean, he's a boxer and he's 8, so that's always a worry for me. But he's aging really slowly for a boxer, which is really nice. Why did I want to answer these questions? Well, I'm bored. I used to be a really active member of GWA, and I kind of want to get back into it. But I don't want to go full out and start recording audios again, because I have no privacy at all. So, oh geez. It's just fun. It's fun to ramble on. Makes you feel awkward, though. Have I made audios for DWA? Approximately how many? What did I like to make? About 2 years ago, I was a member under a different name, and I made probably between 15 to 25 audios. They were usually either just ramble faps or dumb audios, because I am really switchy, but it's easier to act in front of other people as a dom for me. But I'm really more subby than dommy, which is hilarious for me. It's just odd. Would I do it again? Maybe, maybe not. It depends. I don't know yet. I like writing scripts, but I'm kind of under writer's block constantly, so it's difficult. I kind of like to listen to. It goes back and forth. I'm very particular about voices, so I have to find a voice I like, and then have to find audios around that. So it's very difficult for me to get into stuff, which is kind of mean to say. So I have a few favorites that I enjoy listening to, and I'm always on the lookout for new people, I guess. I have this really weird auditory thing where certain sounds just annoy me and I can't get past it. Very high-pitched sounds do that a lot to me. So I hate the sound of, like, holographic cars scratching, and it just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know, anxiety does that, I guess. I don't know. Oh, geez. No. I need to catch this. So, back to Stardew Valley, which I'm currently playing. I'm trying to catch the squid. I think it's a squid anyway. Oh, I caught... Nope, it was not a squid. It was an albacore. I am deeply disappointed. Anyway. how do you feel about people sharing aspects of their sexuality in a public way, such as DWA? I don't think it's a bad thing, which is what the next question was as well. Because here it's more of a safe space. A lot of places you can't really explore it without being judged or criticized. So I think this is a safer place for people to explore it, and especially fantasies that aren't feasible in the real world due to whether they're not real or they're illegal or they would just never be comfortable enough to do it in real life. So I think that's a really good thing. Am I more open or reserved about sexuality? In real life, I'm more reserved because, I live in the South. Abstinence only is taught a lot. And I'm still trying to figure it out because I've had very few relationships. But all the people I've liked have been men. But I'm very bi-curious. So I don't know if I'm fully bi yet. I don't know. So I want to experiment with that. But if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I like the woman body, but I haven't intellectually fell in love with another woman yet because I want the entire package, if that makes sense. That's just because I don't have many friends in general, so it's really hard for me to get crushes on anyone in general. It's a lot of work. Oh dear. Oh dear. So it's winter in Stardew Valley, and I'm trying to catch a fish again, and it's going very badly. The mini game in this thing, I think it's been nerfed a bit, but it's still hell. Oh dear. Oh dear. He's gone. Okay, whatever, I'm done with that. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. Have I formed a romantic relationship with other people as a result of DWA? Yes, actually, my boyfriend, which is actually my first boyfriend and only boyfriend so far, I met on GDWA when I used to post. We've been together for a little over 1.5 years now. Our second anniversary will be in December. So that's fun. It's really difficult because he's all the way in Scotland, and we really want to be able to do things together, but it's very difficult because of the time difference and the just length distance in general. I miss him a lot. I really do. I want to see his face in real life and be able to touch him. Anyway, I'm not going to be really sad about that on here. Found out about my partner posting or is posted to GWA, would I be okay with it? Do you think most people have the same reaction as you do? I don't think most people would have the same reaction as I do because I knew before we started dating that he posted and that I posted as well. It's difficult because I think I would be okay with him posting, but I'm always worried about other people talking to him because I have that low self-esteem that worries me. But I try really hard not to let that stuff bother me, you know? I'm very clingy by nature, so I get jealous easily, so I'm working on that really hard. I post with him, though. Like, if we got together and did an audio, I'd do it with him. What's my favorite aspect of the GWA community? That everyone can get along and explore together and have fun. My least favorite is random soliciting and dick pics, because I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you, random 32-year-old man. I don't know you. I'm not going to talk sexually to you right off the bat. I'm sorry if any of you are 32-year-old men who want to talk to me. Just say hi and have a nice conversation. Don't try to solicit me for sex. Please don't. I will ignore you really quickly. Where do you find your sense of purpose in life, if at all? Do you think it's important for people to have a purpose? My purpose in life right now is currently to be able to make myself mentally healthy and physically healthy, because I want to live to be able to do things that, not great for the world is not the right term, but things that I think I'd regret not doing. And I'm currently not in a position where I can do that. And so my purpose right now is to be able to move forward. I don't think you have an entire life purpose. I think there's small ones that change as you age. Other people don't have to have a purpose. I wish I didn't have one sometimes, because some people are content just living their life and moving through, and just enjoying everything. I don't know. It's a bit weird. What kind of plans do I have for the future? Leaving America is a big one. I want to go explore the world. I want to move to the UK. Right now, I'm Mexican, as you can tell by all the politics going on right now. I'm not very happy. I'm also right now trying to get a degree for dental hygiene so I can get out into the field and start making money for myself so I can live by myself. So that's what's currently going on. On balance, are you satisfied with where you're at in life right now? Not really. I wish I was a lot farther. I did some mistakes in my past that's held me back. Which will tie in with the next question, if I had one really big regret. I moved away from home a few years ago to go live in a campus dorm. And not knowing that my mental state was deteriorating before I went was bad. But then when I got there, it got worse and worse. And I'd started having breakdowns. And eventually, I became a shut-in and didn't leave my dorm for 4 months. So I'm racking up student debt. I have racked up so much student debt and so much regret from letting everyone around me down and letting myself down that it's kind of hard. It's really hard to put up with at night sometimes, but I'm working towards getting better. It's really hard, though. If I went back differently, I would have gone and talked to someone to get some help. But in reality, I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't do that, and I wouldn't have my boyfriend or have been on this community, so I don't know. I don't know how differently life would be now. Do I have something I want to get off my chest? Not really. I want to be able to sleep at night. I have insomnia, so I wake up about 5 or 6 times a night. It's very frustrating. I also wish I could cry, because I can't cry. Like, I physically can't cry right now. It's very difficult for me to do that. That's pretty much it. What am I most excited about in my life right now? I don't know, meeting new people, taking care of my pets. My snake's doing okay. She's hiding right now. I need to go buy her food this weekend. It looks like she's been burrowing around, which is really cute. I have to go check on her in a bit, make sure she's okay. Put her on water. My dog's pretty cute. I don't know. A tattoo I need to get finished. Christmas is coming up. I love Halloween. That's coming up. So I'm excited about all the Halloween stuff and the apocalypse. It's hilarious. What is the most awesome experience I've ever had? I don't know. I don't have any big overwhelming ones, but I like the moments in my life where I sit down and just realize how insignificant we all are and how beautiful it is that we are alive and existing. And I get into really big existential crises. I'm too young for that, but I do. But to realize everything was created originally from this one little speck of nothingness. We're all made from atoms that once were in stars, and we can share atoms with other famous people or very important things. It's very interesting. The world is a miraculous place, and it's hard to find your way in it, but just existing is something that is impossible to really understand on a human level, I think. Because you can explain it with science, but, and I'm not religious, but there is something about existing that is different from everything else, you know? Okay, this last section has 11 questions. Let's see. Do I take a more casual or committed approach to relationships? I'm very committed in relationships. I'm highly monogamous, despite my fantasies, but I think that all relationships are what you have to work with. Nothing's ever easy. You have to work really hard, and love is a choice. You have to choose to make it work every day. And so it's difficult, but it's doable. How is my sex life? Very sad. As I said, my boyfriend and I are long distance. We don't get alone time to ourselves very often. So we'll probably be able to do stuff together like once a month at most, and I don't have a high libido, so it's very rare that I play in between. So I don't know. Somebody tempt me, because I need actually good, I need more audios for good facts. In what ways do I think the addition of syrup could improve your sex life? None. I don't have anything to put them on. I do not want to hurt my vajayjay. And I can't lick it off of somebody else, so. Oh, that's so silly. If you had to have sex with a Disney character, who would it be? Oh, Jesus. Jesus. I'm gonna go with animated movies. I'm gonna go with the Disney princess movies, because that reduces everything to like 13 movies. Let's go through the movie Snow White, no. Then came Sleeping Beauty, no. Cinderella, no. Came after Cinderella. Did we not have any princess movies until the Renaissance? Oh, crap, let me look it up. Let me look it up. Oh, dear lord. I am lost. I'm very lost. I'm really bad at this. I'm sorry. Okay. I got it. Let's see. Next came... Belle. Belle came next. If I was to do the Beast, I wouldn't do human form. Human form is really ugly, I'm not gonna lie. But I like the Beast as a character, so it's difficult for me. Ariel. Little Mermaid, he's not bad looking. He has a bit more people. Aladdin. Yes. So Aladdin, not John Smith. General Shang, A+, would work. Naveen, if he was less of a pretty boy. Not pretty boy, womanizer, so probably him towards the end of the movie. And Flynn Rider, so those four. Eric, Naveen, Shang, Flynn Rider, and then if the Beast was a better looking human, yes. Oh, it looks so bad. I can go on for, I can't really go on for ages, but it just makes me angry. In general, what is my favorite physical component of your preferred sex? Why, if you're attracted to more than one, feel free to include more. I'm a butt girl. I really am. I love butts. I love butts. So I'm both butts, but if I was to choose a single, that's very interesting, actually. Women, I like more the curves of their body, and not like even the skinny woman, it's just women are softer, and they have beautiful bodies that all look like goddesses, and it's so amazing and sexy and beautiful and cute, mostly beautiful. And any art with women, I'm like, oh my god, I'm really gay. But then I don't know any women I've had a crush on, so it makes me itchy, it makes me weird. Someone help me. men... I don't know. I get along with them easier personality-wise. Oh, Lord. Oh, jeez. But I like butts. Shoulders are usually nice, but it has to be specific. I like the backs. The back's really cute. I like the little pudgy belly. I don't know. Boys are cute. And it's an entire package. It's difficult because I define people as one package instead of one thing. Although if you have a beard, I am sorry, but if you can't grow a beard and you have a beard, please leave. I make my boyfriend save so much because he can't grow a beard. And it's hideous. Oh, I love you, babe. Because you're probably going to listen to this later. I love you, but you know what I mean. And my non-physical component of my presence? Non-physical, let me think. Guys' voices are nice. I like when they're really goofy. I love Dorhuman. With woman, if you're a really confident woman, and you're confident in yourself, you really go up. there's just a way you hold yourself when you're more confident that I find amazing, and I wish I could have that more. I admire any woman who's able to just throw herself out there and basically be a warrior goddess. It'd be amazing. What makes for a healthy relationship? Talking. Lots and lots of talking. Communication is key to any relationship, whether romantic, sexual, friendships, family. You just need to talk to people, because how are you going to fix problems or say, hey, I like this, if you don't talk? Are you more of a friends first person, or do you prefer romantic intentions right off the bat? I would usually prefer friends first, I'm not going to lie, but me and my boyfriend fell pretty fast down the rabbit hole. Very, very fast. So I can't really say much on that, because I do prefer friends first, because before I get a crush on someone, usually, I have to know you for a long, long time. My boyfriend's a rarity in that case. Left the boy. Oh my god, that was so horrible. Give me the skinny on my numero uno kink. Okay, guys. For men, men in panties, A+. And you don't even have to be a sub. You can just be wearing panties, because it outlines the butt perfectly. So nice. Just like nice round butts, and then right underwear just make them pop. For ladies. Your hips and that. No, that's not a kink. Shibari's cute. I don't know. I don't really have one for a woman yet. I need to explore that side more. How frequently do I masturbate? Once or twice a month at most? You'll need to help me on that. Oh dear lord. I don't have a high libido anymore. There'd be times where I'd masturbate, like back when I did DWA, be it 4 times a day. But a combination of depression medication and less loneliness has caused me to like be like, meh. Who cares? Anything else I'd like to say about sexual relationships? Don't be an idiot. Don't drug people. If they say no, it's no. Be respectful. Everyone deserves cute stuff. And support the clownpocalypse. Do it. Actually, no, don't support it. People are going to get themselves shot in Texas, and it's going to be a horrible time. And watch Rick and Morty, because I'm staring at my comic book right now. It's really cute. Well, I don't really know what else to say. For those of you who actually managed to listen this long, oh Jesus, I've been going for a while. I guess just leave a comment to say if you liked the stupidity, and then say if you want me to do any other questionnaire, or if you're like, hey, I don't like you, just stop talking. I can handle that. I really can. Oh, jeez. At least I haven't snorted when I laughed this time. That's a good thing. All right. Oh, dear lord. Bye-bye.